Buckle the fuck up. This is a wild ride. Thank you for coming back to another motherfucking episode of the Psychonauts Mirror. Time to fire talk. We're doing a little bit of fire talking. That's what we've been doing this whole fucking time, guys. Burning that shit to the ground. Letting that fucking wind of the tornado just fucking take it all the way out. Love you guys. Bye.
This is No Turn Back November, motherfucker. Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. I hope you're not listening to this on anything super loud. No regret. Not even one fucking letter, y'all.
Nature is so liberating. I'm sitting out here by a fire, looking up, looking at my fire, looking up. Looking around. It's fucking beautiful, you guys. I wish I had a camera to take pictures of all of this beauty. I wish you could see what I could see. I love you guys so much. Thank you for coming back for another episode of the Psychonauts Mirror. I probably should just stop saying what episode it is because I already fucking... Is it 13? Is it 14? Is it 15? Is it 0? Who knows? It's all just divine channeling, right? Divine speaking. And hoping that someone needs to hear this and listen. So beautiful to be alive, you guys. I love you so much. Every ounce of your soul will be tested. No fucking matter what. No matter if you're doing good, bad, or indifferent, you will fucking be tested, and you better know how to goddamn respond, because if you don't, you're gonna lose your fucking shit. Today I reclaimed my fire with it, and my sister texted me, and on my way back from reclaiming the fire, my sister texted me and asked me if I would go pick up some medicine for my mother and bring it to their house. So I did just that. And then after I'm getting ready to get to leave, I get excited and want to show my sister and her children my very first art piece that I ever presented. And it was completely ruined. Every bit of it was torn apart and ripped up. It was such a beautiful and fucking liberating piece of creation that I had created. And it meant so much to me, and I am so upset right now. I created this piece back in September, and it was my very first artistic creation that I had displayed and put out for anyone to ever see. And it's just completely ruined, and some of it's missing. And my heart is broken and shattered to fucking pieces. I just want my fucking first artistic display to know how much I fucking loved it, and I thought I was keeping it safe. And I'm so sorry that you got destroyed. And that is all. Thank you again for coming to enjoy my journey of fucking pain and beauty. I love you all so very much. Protect all of your creation, every ounce of it, no matter whose hands it's in. Always protect your creations. I love you all so much. I'm still really fucking upset, but I feel like this is teaching me, like, releasing attachment to the idea of getting rid of things anyway. So I create art, or this creation piece. Anytime I have an attachment to something, just releasing it is enough. That's fine. I like to gift things. That's how I release attachment, by gifting them. So this art piece that I had created, not even realizing, like, what I was doing and who I was creating it for, but I was creating it for my sister, Holly Harkin. I met Holly doing ceremony. We do ceremonies together, and I never realized how much I loved her and her story, and how much her story and her pain I felt. And so this first creation piece that I ever made, I made for her, and it was called the Holly, because it just, everything that I seen in the piece that I created, I seen because of her. It just was so beautiful, and it reminded me of her. And I wanted to gift that to her for Christmas this year. And it breaks my heart so much that I can't gift that to her now, because it's destroyed. It's just so sad for me to release the attachment of the idea of gifting her this beautiful piece that I had created for her, not even knowing I created it for her until it was done. And I was like, oh my God, that is Holly. This is Holly. And I want to give this to her. And I was so happy because I got to display it through the Psychedelic Society at our Alley Cat concert. That was the first time I've ever got to display any of my art that I've ever created. And it just breaks my heart, because I just wanted to give that to her. I just want her to know how special she is. I just want her to know how her story touched my life. And it was my story. I had the same exact story as her growing up. The pain that she felt, the rejection, the abandonment. Every bit of the pain that we shared, I resonated with. Like, I was her and she was I. We were both HH. I'm hood hippie. She was Holly hood rat. So it just, it makes me so sad that I don't get to give this to her. I just emotionally spewed all that on you guys. It makes me just want to learn my lessons easy, but fucking fire warriors obviously never do anything the easy way. They have to learn it all the hard way, which doesn't surprise me one bit. I've been hard-headed this whole time, so reclaiming the fire was just another way to test me and to make sure that I was ready for this transformation and this change. So, Holly, I love you so much. If you ever listen to my podcast, I hope you hear this, and I hope that you know just how much I love you, and thank you for existing on this timeline with me. Thank you for crossing paths with me. Thank you for hugging me. Thank you for loving me. And thanking you so much for bringing Chelsea into my life also. For everything that you've done, all the love that you've shown to me, all the grace you've given me, the vulnerability you've shown in healing and making the vow to do this for your children, because you never want your kids to feel that way. I had that conversation today with my brother about how, people will build up in their children the resistance for them to even want to talk to them. And we don't want that. We want to build that alliance with our children. And thank you so much for being such a wise teacher, to me and helping me grow and being. And thank you so much for being, just for being, and for being the inspiration to the peace that broke me out of my shell. You really helped something in me. You were a key. You were a tool. You were a necessity in my transformation. None of the ceremonies would have been the same without you. Thank you so much for all that you've done and all the strength you have shown me. I love you so much. I love everybody so much. Sorry for being such a crybaby, but this is just some deep shit this month. I knew November was gonna be a deep month for me. I didn't know to the extent, but I knew that this was what it was. I knew that it was gonna be beautiful and painful all at the same fucking time. I'm sitting at my cabin outside in my car, looking at the trees, getting ready to build a fire and relax and try to release, 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 because I fucking definitely need to do it again. That's what that shows. I was still holding on to attachment of things and how they let go of you and how you let go of them and not being okay with it. Like, just get the fuck over it. Remember? Just get the fuck over it. I'm just really super fucking passionate about the things that I do. I think that's just like the gist of it. I think that's just the gist of it. I'm just super fucking passionate about the shit that I do because I've been suppressed for so long. It's not easy to learn things that you know nothing about, that you've known nothing about. It's hard to learn that everything that you've learned was a fucking lie. It's hard to learn that you just fucking have to let go of shit, give up the want to be upset about anything, I guess. Isn't that some shit, you guys? We're allowed to be upset about these things. Just can't let yourself be plagued by it. I just want to see it again. I just want to hold it. I want to look at it. I think I really understand, you have to release the idea of how things leave your life. I think that's what that teaches you, for me at least. No matter, things don't stay forever. So I guess just get rid of the idea that you know that the best way for it to leave your life is the way you envisioned it to leave. Release the attachment that you know best. Release the attachment that you know anything that's gonna happen. And I don't know. Maybe that's what you're supposed to do. Fuck. I don't know. I guess I'm just trying to talk myself out of being sad about losing my my piece, maybe. So, yeah. Let it go. Let it go. Fuck.
This timeline that I'm living in is such, like, a fucking passion-filled timeline. And I sit by the fire out here, the fucking nice, cool, crisp wind, watching it dance with the fire. And I just understand that I'm just one of those fucking beings that see passion, feel passion, and radiates it. And so I understand now why I am the fire, and why I must burn, and why I must do all this releasing. I know it's for the betterment of the collective, for myself, for everything, for me to learn these lessons by any means. And that's what they're kind of, that's what these lessons are saying to me, like, you're gonna learn the lesson, or you're going to continue on the cycle and the patterns if you don't. And so that's exactly what happened. Was I got shown, boom shakalaka, right in your fucking face, you still haven't released the fear of attachment, or the attachment of letting things go and not caring how they are let go. If they're gone, they're just gone, because they're supposed to be. There's no right or wrong answer. No one did anything right or wrong. Yeah, there might have been right or wrongs done, but it had to have been done that way. But that's just what this lesson of taking of that beautiful creation from me has taught me, is that I still am refusing to release attachment to the way I want to do things and the way I see fit for things to be done, and just to let them flow. And so, like, really, that's just the divine fucking message right here, is let shit fucking flow. When shit fucking happens, just let it flow. Good, bad, right, wrong, indifferent, let it flow. It's got to happen. Things have to happen. It's, if you're not going to learn the lesson the way that was intended, I'm going to give you another way to learn the same exact lesson, but I'm going to hurt you and break your heart some more. So I got to learn someday to fucking let it go. Let it go. Thank you guys for listening to some more pin drops. I believe in the fire in me. I believe in the fire and the creation in me. I continue to grow like the fire in the wind. I am the fire, and I rise from within. I wish you could see how fucking amazing it is. My fire is right underneath Mars. So fucking beautiful. I love you guys so much. Thanks for joining me on my journey. It's a roller coaster always, but without the pain, where's the beauty? Where's the beauty without the pain? Sitting out by my fire, I'm not really good with talking to random people, and I guess at the KOA, people are just really friendly, and four travelers from different states walked up to enjoy my fire with me, which was pretty cool, because I was super nervous, and I
was really awkward, and they were like, "So, what are you doing here? Are you a traveling nurse?" And of what do I say? I'm sure I made these four people feel so weird. I was like, "Oh, just a rewilding." You guys, I just told these people I was going through a rewilding. I don't think they understood. They seemed very like, what is this woman talking about? I didn't tell him, oh, well, I just split up with my partner and I'm living in a cabin with my kids. No, I'm just having a rewilding. Oh, I guess it's, the betterment of the night. They were very friendly, talked for a while, and they invited me to their area. They were gonna go drink some more and hang out and meet more KOA people. These people are very nice. Everyone is very nice around here. They talk to you. They want to know you. It's so refreshing to be around people who want to know you and who you are and what you're doing. It's beautiful. I gotta learn to not be so secretive, I guess, and just tell it like it is. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I love you guys so much. It's been a pretty emotionally draining day. I just talked to one of my friends who was kind of, I kind of gave them the story of what happened, and they were like, yeah, it's kind of like the monks that spend all that time building the masterpiece in the sand, and then just as they very finish it, fucking just wipe it out as soon as they're done. It's part of fucking attachment shit. Release that. And it fucking happened. It was beautiful. I learned the lesson. I learned that this is probably a lesson I needed to learn this cycle too. So that was awesome. You guys, release the attachment. Release it. Release any kind of attachment you have on any outlook, on anything. Release it. Just let the universe work for you. Sit in path, manifest, do your work, do your work, do the work. Figure out who you are and remember who you are and practice every day and don't give up on you because you are beautiful and just like all that you create, okay, hello, you are fucking going to get through this with grace. I will look at pictures of my fucking beautiful art that I created, and I will remember it, and I will remember that time, and I will just remember all of the beauty in it. And just release it, and release it, and how it's supposed to be gone out of my life. And I am divinely okay with that. And everybody else, be divinely okay when something walks out of your life, no matter if it's art, if it's a person, if it's, of family. I'm watching things that no longer serve people drop left and right unexpectedly. And man, it's crazy when you learn to release the attachment of the hold that anything has on you. Thanks for sitting with me while I sorted all that out. I hope that it resonated with somebody and it could help someone. I am going to continue to enjoy this fire, and maybe more people will walk around. I'm in a fucking back corner. They said they were on the opposing fucking corner, so I don't know. I remember doing this kind of walking around little sites like this at Rocklahoma. They fucking have three, I think it was like three areas, three or four areas, where you walk around campsites. And let me explain something. I had two 18-year-olds and a 19-year-old. These were three boys that came there with their father. And I had never, like, flashed ever. I flashed, and one flash got me 186 beads. So I had these younger gentlemen with me. This is years ago, okay? So I was in like my mid-20s, so it wasn't so fucking creepy. Shut the fuck up. They're walking around with me, and they're like, hey, you know, since you got all those beads, you think you can get us flashed? I'm like, oh my god, holy shit. These boys had the time of their life. Here you go, boys. Take these fucking beads. Go fucking hoorah with your dads. That's so cool. It was a dad and son trip. That was so much fun. That was a great time meeting people. They were like divine guards too, like making sure no one fucked with me and my friends at this music festival. It was a great fucking time. Good fucking times. Lots of drinking, lots of wild behavior, reckless fun. I'm so grateful for all the good memories of things that we will never let go of, and we will always remember. Things that keep us young, things that keep us divine, things that make us remember just, you know, who the fuck we are and all the good we brought into this world. Always remember those beautiful times. Play the music that takes you back there, because that's what I've been doing all fucking day long. I went and seen my brother, got my hair dyed bright fucking red. I became one with the fire. Had some more shadow work thrown in my face, some more triggers happen right in front of me that I had to face. And by divine fucking grace, I am here laughing and giggling and talking to you guys about things you need to work through so you can see life beautifully. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to enjoy my fire. Have a great night, you guys.